That was John LaBarbera and Autumn Signal. And well, we heard an amazing journey with so many images just through her voice. That's, I think, the big thing with the human voice. And all this return to something primal, something universal and primitive. I find that it might have a connection with the following recording that we will go to hear.
Καρπάτικο πυρολόι.
Ω, κουτά έρθει μου καλό κι αγκοσκοδό με νύσταζει τα δεράντα σου κι αγκομαζάνε με θα έρθει μου καλή ξεβρά τη στράτα το ορφιλιό που τον αρθήλω ζήμερο τον Άιτο Μπαρτό τη μαύρη να βούστα με δεν έχω δογόνα μόνο πέτρο τη νιώτη σου τη γλυκά κουλούκα και μπορ το καταλέγεται τραμπέντη μου λούζα και άλλα τη νιώτη σου.
We just heard two melodies from the island of Karpathos. The first was a lullaby, and the second one was a lament. Maybe you find some connections between them, between birth and death. Maybe not. I personally find them very, very close. And as Kenneth Bosman continues, authentic singing is in some sense a conscious, uninhibited, open, vulnerable expression of one's participation in life. Someone else has called authentic singing emotional streaking. It is a fearless activity that embraces the risks involved. Tensions that interfere with liberated singing come from many possible sources, including inhibitions caused by stern or misguided instruction, but also including psychological wounds, suppressed feelings, self-doubt, and questions of self-worth. People who have been told as children that they cannot sing because of early struggles with pitch matching, for example, carry the damage of that verdict throughout life. Children who have suffered abuse struggle with voicing their feelings in both speech and song. Diane Austin writes in The Theory and Practice of Vocal Psychotherapy, children who are raised in an atmosphere of fear, hostility, violence or neglect have been silenced. Sometimes the silence is selective. Some things are allowed to be talked about. Some feelings are allowed expression and some clearly not. Sometimes the silence is loud. Words and feelings come tumbling out, but fall on deaf ears or are beaten down and stiffed. Needs and feelings remain unmet and the voice becomes inaudible, tense, breathy, undefined. In essence, a wounded person often survives by fortifying his or her own voice. I will read you now another abstract from Elisa Monti's research, whose subject is traumatized singers, we tend to be aware of the relation between the sound of our voice and our mental states. This does not come as a surprise if we consider that the voice is a source of information about our subjective states and a reflection of the specific life circumstances that bring them about. Some of these intuitions are consistent with empirical research findings. For example, some basic emotions can be interfered from the voice, such as anger, happiness, fear and sadness. Emotions have also been related to different mechanical processes of phonation. Anger has been found to be associated with violent movements between extreme articulatory positions. Tenderness has been associated with slow, more supple movements. Disappointment has been associated with progressive relaxation of the tongue and soft palate. While it is evident that distinct emotional states can affect the voice, it is also reasonable to hypothesize that physiological subsystems that underlie voice functioning are affected by psychological experiences that may have occurred in a recent or distant past.
Nej, jag når jag.
We just heard a song from Greece as well, from Epiros, which is famous for its polyphonic singing, a collective activity that gets lost throughout time. That's how people used to express their sorrow, their happiness, their enthusiasm, their working, their tiredness, every little detail of our everyday life. Throughout our lives, we make decisions, often unwittingly, on the basis of the sound of a person's voice. Lovers, as well as political candidates, get selected for vocal reasons. Our tilt, our twang, our tremor are eloquent, often beyond words. But the voice isn't just a conduit for language, information, and mood. It's our personal and social glue, helping us to create bonds between individuals and groups. In reality, the voice lies at the heart of what it is to be human. It plays a crucial role in helping babies establish secure emotional ties, acquire language, develop empathy and social skills. Let's listen to Meredith Monk, another very, very important vocalist in this world.
Ooh.
A sound caused by the soul, with the intention of signifying something. At first, that something you are signifying is simply your reaction to your new environment, your immediate physical needs and your need to feel safe. Eventually, finding your voice requires reflecting upon what you have experienced of life and results in the need to respond. The effectiveness of your response requires drinking deeply of its meaning. Expression of meaning determines everything about your voice. Its pitch, inflective melodic path, intensity, and its emotional color. If you attend fully to its meaning, your prosody will respond with expressive timing, emphasis, and inflection. It sounds to me that our voices need to feel safe, need to be perceived as something really connected to our inner self and to our body. It is not just a singing voice that has to sing, has to speak, has to respond correctly to the demands of everybody. We need to find our inner child and play, have this joy of response to our mother's heartbeat, emotion, happiness, have the joy to just discover, play and be free. I will say goodbye to you with a piece by Pauline Oliveiros and her very famous Sonic Meditations. And this was The Garden in Front. And please listen to your voices, listen to your experiences, listen to yourselves, listen to others, and have fun. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Except with explosives.
Anesthesia. So I want to take those things that I do every single day,
I and you,
and I want to put them in a part of my brain that doesn't work as hard.
This is the correct way.
We and you.
It's a four pattern.
We the crowd.
We tend to believe almost all patterns we encounter being awful.
Your brain actually stops working so hard when you're in the middle of a pattern.
We're not very good at discriminating between two false patterns.
Already you are separated into two camps, and you are quantified in that absolutely non-existent.
And then I try to figure out the reward. It doesn't feel like we're thinking.
Come on, David.
You're lost. You're in limbo. You work for the Contra Costa County Central Sanitary District.
Thank you.
stomachs, yearnings, and needs on a deep psychological level. Sure, no problem. We'll manufacture a whole smorgasbord. Sure, no problem. Where were we? Where have we gotten to because of someone's manipulation of the sex? Okay, so here is about...
Always have, always will. Certain men.